Let's pray. Father, we pray now as we look into your word, we ask of you, Holy Spirit, would you unpack your word, speak to each one of us personally and as a church. For we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. This message is connected to all that I've been preaching from beginning of this year. Beginning of this year, we talk about the praise-empowered church. And then the word-empowered church. And then last month, I talk about the call to discipleship. Alright? Everybody read Mark 3, 14, 15. 1, 2, read. Then, we need to pay attention to the words. Jesus did not send them to heal sickness and cast out demons. In the first instance. He called them to be with Him, which is our time alone with God, our quiet time, our spirituality, to grow in our relationship with God, to be with Him. Then secondly, He says we need to share the gospel. And thirdly, pay attention to the first two words, to have power. Because you have no power, you can't heal the sick. You have no power, you can't cast out demons. He says, come to Him to have power, which is the crux of today's message. There are five words in Greek translated as power in English, right? The English word is quite limited, alright? In Greek, it is all different words. So these are the five words. And for simplicity, I've chosen only the nouns. If it is a verb, there is a variation. If it's an adjective, it's another variation of the same root word. If it's a compound word, it's another variation, alright? So for simplicity, don't take me to task, alright? I'm just using the noun so that we are familiar with just one word. Okay, everybody says exousia. Louder, exousia. Kratos. Dunamis. Iskus. Energies. Okay, so this message is very, very simple. Alright, don't get distracted with the Greek words. Number two, this message is for every believer. Every one of us. Kratos, let me just summarize first. Kratos is the working of the power of the Word of God. Kratos is the working of the power of the Word of God. That will result in exousia. Exousia means authority. Alright, I'm going to give you all the scriptures to follow. Kratos, so when you hear the Word of God, it is working in you. Why? Because the Word of God is not sound syllables. The Word of God is Spirit and life. John 6:63. As you hear the Word of God, you should be edified. You should be encouraged. You should find hope. You should find faith. It should inspire you. It must result in that exousia and authority, alright, to move on in life. Similarly, the power of the Holy Spirit working in us is called iskus. And primarily, iskus operates on the prayer life of the believer. So whenever we pray, the Holy Spirit is working. Which is why we never stop praying. Pray without ceasing. Whenever we are praying, the Holy Spirit is working. When the Holy Spirit is working, it is called iskus. And iskus will always result in dunamis. By which we get the word dynamite. And dunamis will manifest in salvation, deliverance, healing, wisdom, favor, peace, protection, provision. You see God coming in and intervening on our behalf. You see God answering our prayers. God coming through for us. It is dunamis. And the combination of that is this word energies, which is translated the mighty power. And every believer, this word is not just for the pastors, the elders, the leaders. This word is for every believer to operate in. So very simply, if we sum up, we all need to be word empowered. The left side, the blue color. Alright, we need to soak our lives, we need to have the Word of God in our lives. And on the right side, we need to pray. Okay, so we need to be rooted to the Word, we need to be connected to the Holy Spirit to pray. Everything in life is governed by rules and laws and principles. You work in a company. In a company, there are company rules. Company rules, you only have tea break from 10 to 10:30. You go to the pantry, you have your curry puff, your tea, your coffee, your Milo, whatever. 10:30, everybody goes back to their desk. They're company rules. You live in Singapore. In Singapore, you live within the laws of Singapore. Alright? You violate the laws and you're caught, you go to jail or you are punished, whatever. The affairs of men on earth, we are governed by the courts of heaven. The throne of God is based on justice and righteousness. So these are very legal terms. Even the whole demonic world cannot operate on their own suka-suka randomly. Alright? Everything happens according to laws, rules, and principles. The more we understand, and you have learned from this pulpit, when we flow with the laws and principles given to us by God, we reap positive outcomes, and they are called blessings. When we violate the laws of God, we reap negative outcomes, and they are called curses. Okay? So, get that, and get that into our system. So the two sources of power, here Jesus is rebuking the Sadducees. He says, you err, you are mistaken, you are stumbling in this issue in your life because you do not know these two main things. Number one, you do not know the scriptures. The scriptures, the laws of God, the word of God. And you do not know the power of God. Who is the power of God? What is the power of God? Acts 1, it says you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Therefore, we must be a word-empowered believer. We must be a word-empowered church. In fact, the word of God in scriptures is known, you look at Psalms chapter 19, is known as the commandments of the Lord. It's known as the statutes of the Lord. It's known as the ordinances of the Lord. These are all legal terms. There are laws, there are principles. We flow with them. Marriage laws, relationship laws, diet laws, friendship laws, financial laws, physical laws, natural laws, and so on and so forth. So we need to be word-empowered church. We need to be a spirit-empowered church. Everything that we do must be soaked in prayer. God has said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And which is why we pray. Okay, so let's go into each one of these in a bit of a detail. Number one, we need to be filled with the Word of God. We need to be filled with the Word of God. Colossians 3:16. Everybody read. One, two, read. Let. The Word empowered hand. Remember the Word hand? We need to hear the Word of God. You're hearing the Word of God. On a weekly basis, at least twice you need to hear. Sunday worship, alright, and then the cell group meeting. Secondly, you need to read the Word of God. The last time I mentioned, have a Bible reading program. Have a plan to read, go through the Bible once a year, alright. 4 chapters, slow reader, 15 minutes, fast reader, 6-7 minutes. Skip Leviticus, skip the Begets, skip the Chronicles, skip the details of the temple. It's okay, alright. You forget to read today, read tomorrow. You forget for 1 week, read the following week. Alright, like what I just did last week. Last week I was just catching up on my reading. Okay? Here, read, study. Study means ask questions. Investigate. What did the Bible say? Friday I had lunch with this senior pastor, he's under 40 years old, of a church that's just under 200 strong. And he's still grappling with some of the doctrines. He's asking things like, for example, why is there pain and suffering? But here in this church you have learned the sources of pain and suffering. He's asking about understanding about tongues. Alright. He talked about some tongues and the people telling him he needs to be interpreted. I say no. In 1 Corinthians 14, there are 4 types of tongues. Then he talked about, the anointing. How does the Holy Spirit work? I say basically you need to understand 2 broad works of the Holy Spirit. The anointing within and the anointing upon, which you have learned in this church. We need to know the Word of God. From this pulpit, we want to teach the whole counsel of God. You hear, you read, you study, you remember. Remember the precepts and finally meditate the Word of God. We must know the whole Word of God. Then we must grow in our faith. We must grow in our faith. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. You can come to the house of the Lord and yet fail to hear the Word of the Lord. Why? Because the moment you come in, you can be easily distracted. Or where are you going to go for lunch? You're distracted about a problem in the office. This coming week, you've got to solve when you go back to work tomorrow. You're distracted because Well, this morning you just quarreled with somebody, alright, at the car park, okay? Or the devil will put all kinds of distractions to prevent you from receiving the word. Parable of the sower and the seed. We need to hear the word. We need to hear the word of faith. And we need to experience the word of God to build faith convictions. The working of the power of the word of God in the believer is called kratos. Whenever you hear the word of God, whenever the word of God is preached, whenever the word of God is being shared, even if you share the word of God at the coffee bean and you're just chit-chatting with a friend, alright, and then sharing a promise of God to encourage a fellow sister, a fellow brother, the word of God is working, it's called kratos. Okay, I remember, I know Cleo is back from India. Many years ago when I was in India with her, I was teaching the Banjara pastors. And out of the blue, halfway through the teaching, probably I was teaching how to build a strong word life. There was one young pastor, one young man at the back, he began to manifest demons. Okay, to cut the long story short, several of the more experienced pastors went to minister to him. The previous night he was involved with occult. You know, in India, the Hinduism, 300 million gods, everybody is a god, Jesus is another god. Alright, and he got it all mixed up. But when you preach the word of God, there is kratos working. And when kratos comes into contact with something that is unclean, kratos has a higher power than the demonic powers working in him. He cannot but manifest. He cannot but give in. Alright, that was what happened. And also during worship, all our worship songs must be theocentric. All our worship songs must, theo means God, T-H-E-O. All our worship songs must be God-centered. And they must be scriptural. We must find a scripture for every song that we sing. Alright? Every song that we sing, always ask the question, where in the Bible it says that? The Lord reigns, the sovereign God. The word reign, you get the word sovereign. Okay? The omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipotent God. Psalms 139. And then we have people coming. In the midst of worshipping God, with both the word, alright? Prayer is also an aspect of giving thanks and giving praise. People are healed. People are healed in the midst, even before the preaching of the word. This is the working of the power of the word kratos. So, Acts 19:20 says that the word of the Lord grew mightily, kratos, and prevailed. Kratos is related to the power of the word working. And in this church, we like to believe, from the children's church all the way to the senior citizens. Children's church, two weeks ago or last Sunday, they had Fruity Sunday. There were a number of newcomers for KFC 1, KFC 2. And there were a number of rededication of the children and a number of salvation. Church, we are in harvest time. We are in harvest time. Last Friday night at Alpha, we have 55, 58 newcomers for the first time stepping into the church for our Alpha program. Thanking God for our brother Jeff, our brother Jerry, our brother Bob anchoring Alpha, and anchoring this for every Friday for the remaining 9 Fridays. There will be a harvest from this Alpha. And just as there will be a harvest for this coming Good Friday, Danny. Alright, the name is coincidental. Alright, droid in KFC. Alright. And then after that, at the end of May, we are going to have a harvest event together with other churches at the expo. We're combining with other churches at the expo. We're going to bring in Daniel Kolenda. Daniel Kolenda is the successor to Reinhard Bonnke. It will be an evangelistic healing service. And tomorrow when I meet the pastors, I think we're going to volunteer 100 for the Saturday night, 7:30, 100 for the Sunday afternoon, 4:30. And the 100 that we're going to volunteer that's going to come from the tribes will be men and women who not only can share the gospel, but will have power to heal the sick and have power to cast out demons. The Lord is calling forth for the church to fulfill what He wants us to do. Kratos. The working of the power of the word of authority coming out of the believer is called exousia. Many of us know this word, exousia. Exousia means authority. And here is Jesus says, He gives us authority to heal. That means the powers of sickness is inferior, lower to the authority Jesus gives. He gives us authority to cast out demons. This authority is a confidence the Lord gives us. It's a right, it's a bonus that we can operate in this realm. That every one of us, in your homes, if your child have nightmare, I remember this family, this boy, when he was 1.5 years old, 2 years old, nightmares. So the father taught him, son, Whenever you have nightmare, you just say, in the name of Jesus, nightmare, go. See, remember you saw the movie? Alright, this guy with the laser gun, he shoot the laser gun hit the enemy vanish. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, nightmare, go, boom, it's like a laser gun. And of course, but the young 1.5, 2-year-old boy, just like droid, alright? Is it droid? Alright. He imagined, and after that, no more nightmares. So from the home to our places of work is authority. John 1:12. This is salvation. As many as receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, He gives the right, the power, the authority to become children of God. Do you know that conversion, to get somebody saved, is spiritual violence? It's a violence of who has authority over the life of the person. Alright? Acts 26:18. Paul said that he wants to open their eyes, turn the people from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan. People who do not know the Lord, they are under the authority of Satan. Believers who fall, they are partially under the authority of Satan. Believers who think with the carnality and the thinking patterns of the world, you are under the partial authority of the demons. And which is why our minds must be renewed. To turn them from the power of Satan to the power of God. Kratos is the power of words spoken, and it becomes authoritative to the person who believes them. Okay, everybody read point 5. 1, 2, read. Kratos Proverbs 18:21. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Both death and life. It's not death or life. It's in the power of the tongue. The words of parents over children. I just think of this person I met, and all her life, the parents abuse her. You're up to no good. When you grow up, you will just be a bum. Alright? You are not going to go to university. Alright? You'll just be serving hands and feet. These are word curses. Words from teachers to students. Words from principals to students. Alright? Words from bosses to their employees. Ah, you are fired. You know? Word curses. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the devil understands this. In Hebrews 2:14, he says that Jesus destroyed the devil through his death because the devil had the power, kratos, of death. He understands the power of words. And in fact, Hebrews 2:14 goes on to Hebrews 2:15, the next verse, where Jesus said that the reason He removed and destroyed the devil to release all the people who were under bondage by Satan. Who were under bondage because of their fear of death. How does the devil have people under their authority? The devil operates in two ways. Number one, the devil is a liar. John 8:44. The devil, he's a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth. There is no truth in the devil. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. He is a liar and the father of lies. Many Christians fail to live a victorious life because of many reasons. One reason is they are constantly under guilt and condemnation. Under guilt and condemnation. The devil is an accuser. He will accuse and accuse and accuse. Didn't you just sin? Didn't you just go backwards? Didn't you just curse your friend? Didn't you just do this? Didn't you just do that? The devil will remind us of our sins again and again. And if we are not walking with God, we will be more sin-conscious than God-conscious. And from this pulpit, we have learned we must pursue a guilt-free, no-condemnation relationship with God. A guilt-free, no-condemnation relationship with God. And that comes from knowing the power of the blood, 1 John 1:9. That comes from knowing our position in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Another area the devil trips many and lies to many Christians is in the area where believers are still living with an orphan spirit rather than the spirit of sonship. An orphan spirit strives. An orphan spirit, we are jealous and we compare. And we already learned comparison is the devil's snare. An orphan spirit is prideful. There's a lot of striving. It's very competitive. I want to get more than the other sister. I want to get more than the other brother. Alright? I must strive, and you are on the performance treadmill. And we're constantly striving in life. So the devil not only lies, the Bible says the devil deceives. Revelation 12:9. He caused us to focus on the wrong things, ungodly beliefs, the thinking patterns of the world, every man for himself, every woman for herself, to be street smart, and so on and so forth. Some of these advices are good, but a lot of them are rooted in fear, the survival for the fittest. And we trust more in ourselves, we trust more in our money, we trust more in our assets, in our possessions, in our titles, than we trust in God. That is the orphan spirit. You think you got more money, you can trust more in your money? Alright? That's going to get you all the way through. Our ultimate trust must be in the Lord. It is God who gives us power, favor to obtain wealth. It's God who gives us all good things to enjoy. Kratos is the power working in the believer who believes and speaks forth the word. And we have learned this from this pulpit. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We call this the spirit of faith. I believe, I speak. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The Lord God is my strength. He made my feet like hinds feet to stand upon the high places. My foot shall not slip. Say what the Bible says. Declare what scripture declares. I cast all my worries to God. The peace of God guards my heart and my mind. The peace of Christ rule in my heart. The Lord gives me peace at all times and in all ways. See what the Bible says. There's no fear in my life. I'm perfected in the Father's love. I have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Declare. Declare who Jesus is to you. He's our Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He's our Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Declare, goodness and mercy will follow me, will follow us, will follow my family all the days of my life. Declare what the Bible declares. And that's how we allow that window where the power of the Word of God will come in as Kratos, manifesting in exousia, where we have authority. Take another word for authority, where we have confidence, we have boldness. Take the word we have learned, faith, conviction. And you see God coming through for you again and again and again. Alright? So, that is the power of the word. Kratos resulted in exousia, authority, boldness. Alright? Your right to reign and to rule with God. Now we're going to move to the right side. The power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Number one, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is where we talk about the Spirit-empowered believer. And over the years, we've used this couple of illustrations again and again. To be filled with the Spirit is like you having 10 rooms in your life. One is your personal life, one is your married life, one is your work, one is your finances, one is your colleague, one is something that happened to you when your father verbally abused you when you were 23. One is something that happened to you when you were 19 in NS. One is something to do with what happened in your working life when you were 31. Alright? And so on and so forth. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to open the door to every room in your life. And inviting the Holy Spirit to take control. It's inviting Jesus to be Lord over all the areas of your life. It's to open your room to the Holy Spirit. It's to ask the Holy Spirit to instruct, to teach and to guide you. The other illustration we use is like the tea bag. When we make tea, we place it in a cup of hot water. We are the tea bag. The water is the Holy Spirit. So initially, the tea bag is in the hot water. Until through the process of osmosis, the water gets into the tea bag and the whole tea bag is soaked with the water. Now the water is in the tea bag. So we must be in the Spirit until the Spirit is completely taking full control, governing, instructing, teaching, and guiding our lives. These are the phrases used in Scripture. We walk by the Spirit. We are led by the Spirit. We keep in step with the Spirit. We are under the Spirit. That's what it means. The water is in the tea bag. The Holy Spirit is in us, taking full control of our lives. This is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we need to be strengthened in our spirit man by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:16, to be strengthened by, with might, with dunamis, by the Holy Spirit. The bird that flies in the air can never exhaust the atmosphere. The bird can never exhaust the air of the atmosphere. The fish in the sea, let's take the biggest fish, the whale, can never exhaust the water of the oceans. And similarly for the believer, we can never exhaust the grace of God. The grace of God comes to us as the love of the Father, for example. So in the context of Ephesians 3, the first prayer is a prayer from verse 14 to 21. It's to be strengthened, that means to be enlarging our spiritual capacity. We can have as much of the Father's love as possible. But the as possible, we are limited to our spiritual capacity. We are limited by our spiritual capacity, by the strength of our spirit man. Which is why the first prayer is that we will be strengthened to enlarge our spiritual capacity. To experience the love of the Father in all its dimensions, the height, depth, breadth, length. To know this love that surpasses understanding. Then we will know that He answers exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The working of the power of the Holy Spirit in the believer connected to the Holy Spirit in prayer is called iskus. It's always by prayer. The Holy Spirit always works in everybody when we pray, when we connect with Him. James 5:16, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails iskew much. That is the working of prayer, the working of the Holy Spirit in the believer, in the person who calls out to God. All right? And I use the word deliberately. The person must be connected to the Holy Spirit. You were previously connected, now you're not connected. There is no iskus working in you. And you will see dunamis. So it must be every believer connected to the Holy Spirit. We have a couple of examples. Acts 4:24. When they were threatened with persecution, the early church, they raised their voice to God with one accord. They cried out to God. And they says, God, give to your servants boldness. Boldness to speak your word. Acts 4:29. Lord, verse 30, stretch out your hands to heal, that signs and wonders may happen. Verse 31, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke the word of God with boldness. Change. There is a change. Because of their prayer, iskus, the working of the Holy Spirit, and it manifests in the dunamis with boldness to preach the word of God. Acts 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. They were singing psalms and hymns. He said that the prayer is everything to do with our conversation with God, right? It includes thanksgiving, it includes praise, it includes worship, alright? It includes declaring scriptures and so forth. Suddenly there was an earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened and the chains were loose. 1 Peter 4:11, if anyone ministers, if anyone serves God, if anyone does his work, her work, as a mother taking care of a child, as a mother cooking the meals in the kitchen, as a person going to work in the office, trying to work out your work problems and so forth. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability, the strength, the iskus which God supplies. The word ability or strength is the word iskus. Basically, it's saying that in everything that we do, we must pray. If you're a school teacher, and church, we'll learn in this church, always pray before, during, after. Before you teach your students, pray for your students. Pray that when you teach for the 1 hour, the period, teach mathematics or biology or chemistry, that it'll be effective, the students will learn. If you're a businessman, you pray that this week will be a fruitful week. This week you're trying to cut a deal. And you pray, you ask God for wisdom, you ask God for favor. And when the favor of God comes, you will cut the deal. You don't have to do so many deals. All you need is just a few good deals, you do well. You will see windows of opportunity. If you're a mother grappling with your 19-year-old wayward daughter, you need to pray. And ask God to teach you to pray. And pray very specifically. Alright? So it comes with prayer. The working of the power of the Holy Spirit coming out from the believer is called dunamis or dynamis. And this can happen to all of us. And dunamis manifests, as I mentioned, it manifests as salvation, it manifests as forgiveness of sins, it manifests as healing, it manifests as wisdom, it manifests as favor, it manifests as peace, it manifests as protection from an accident, it manifests as any aspect of the grace of God. We all have needs every of our needs in life can be met and will be met by a corresponding grace of God. We just call it by a different name. And we call it here dunamis. Okay? You shall receive power, dunamis, and you shall be witnesses of me. We witness of Jesus who has given us of his glorious grace. Luke 5:17, power, dunamis was present and healing took place. Alright, Luke 5:17. This comes primarily through the prayer life of the believer, evidenced by changed lives. As we stand upon the Word of God, as we hear the Word of God, as we pray, as we call out to God, it will lead to changed lives. It will lead to transformation. It will lead to deliverance. It will lead to healing. It will lead to the renewal of our thinking, our mind. It will lead to tearing down of strongholds that blocks us from drawing near to God. It comes from the Word and the Spirit. Alright? There are two words for prayer. The first word is the word prosuke. Prosuke is the pouring out of the burden in our hearts. And later on I'm going to give some examples. Alright? It's the pouring out of the burden. I'm not thinking of the US. For 8 years under Obama, the intercessors were pouring out. They were prosuking, asking God for a reversal of the destruction of the institution of marriage. For a reversal of the destruction of the family unit with the LGBT activism, with the Planned Parenthood and all that they're doing. All the biblical values, prayer is taken out of the schools. They can no longer have a chaplain, alright, praying. And all the things that are supposedly Christian, all taken out from the schools and the system. The Ten Commandments, the stone, all removed or from outside the court. So the intercessors in the US have been praying. Singapore is blessed is because for 51 years, the intercessors have been crying out to God for this nation. And every morning for the last few years, there is a local church standing in the gap for Singapore. 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. BBTC, we participate on the first Monday and on the third Monday. Prosuking, pouring out this burden to the Lord, that the Lord will protect Singapore. The Lord will, that what happened to Westminster just a few days ago will not happen to Singapore. Don't ever take this for granted. Singapore is being upheld by the word of his power. Singapore is being upheld by the East Coast, the prayer, the Holy Spirit working through the church, people getting together. I was with this young pastor on Friday, alright? He used to be focusing on worship. And now he's very burdened for youths and the young adults. Youths, we're talking about 13 to 19. Young adults, we're talking about the early 20s. And basically, he's trying to have all the youth pastors come together in Singapore. He says every June and December, he preaches in youth camps. There's some churches, he says, you can preach to just 10, you're happy already. Only 10 youths in the entire church. I know one church in Punggol, they don't even have youths in the church. They got children, and they got people late 40s and above. In between 20s and 30s, zero. I've been there. And if you don't start looking at the next generation, we're going to lose this whole next generation of the youth. Those in their teens and their 20s now. And it's just so burdened, alright? And he asked me, can I minister to the youth pastors in 2 weeks' time? Of course, he has such a kingdom mindset. I say, immediately say, yes, I will come. Alright? The other word for prayer is deisis. Deisis is the appropriating and drawing the specific grace of God that we need. Hebrews 4:16. I mentioned just now, for every need in our life, there is a corresponding grace. Ask God for that grace. Weave it into our daily prayers. I don't know about you, but every day, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to have self-care. So in my prayer life, I pray for myself 70% of the time. You need to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of other people? So pray the word of God. Pray for yourself. Lord, bless me. Keep me strong and healthy. If I'm sick, of what use am I to you? If I can't walk, of what use am I to you? Alright? If I can't speak, of what use am I to you? So take care of yourself. Pray for yourself. That you'll be strong in spirit. You'll walk close with God. That God will give you wisdom. If you're a mother, that God will guide you to know how to bring your children up. If you're working, that God will bless the work of your hands. You will still want to get your salary, if possible, get your bonuses. If possible, get your increment and promotion. You don't want to get stuck. We want to do well in life. We want the blessings of God. And how do you get that? You receive not because you ask not. We pray. Pray until something happens. You want your uncle to come to know the Lord. You want your father to come to know the Lord. Pray until they come to know the Lord. Romans 15:13, we love this verse. I love this promise. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. When you leave this worship service, when you leave a cell group meeting, you must be more blessed than you came. We must every day, most of the time, sometimes we get discouraged and all that, but most of the time, we must abound in hope. That means we must have hope. But how to have this hope most of the time? By the power of the Holy Spirit. And this word power is dunamis or dynamis, and this comes from iskus, which comes from prayer. Prayer. Alright, so we put it together, the combined authority and power. Firstly, we must recognize that we have authority and power to the degree we submit to the four authority structures in our lives. Alright, we have preached this in the past before. Quick recap now. God has placed four authority structures in our lives. Firstly, the government, Romans 13, 1 and 2. Therefore, if we have an attitude, now we know our government is not perfect. Alright, we can complain a bit about the water bill that's going to go up by 30%. We can complain a bit about ERP, alright, LTA, and so forth. That's fine, alright, we can talk about it. But we need to guard an attitude and a posture that is always anti-government. I know of a man forever, whatever the government is, alright, for the last 30, 40 years, forever anti-government, and I look at his life, I look at his family, his two daughters are sick to death in their 20s. This is what the two daughters grew up with, hearing all this anti-government stuff. Why? It is the spirit of rebellion. I'm talking about the spirit. It's one thing to complain, criticize, discuss, and talk about the matter. It's another to have a spirit that is anti-government. God says in this word, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Secondly, the employer boss. This one is easy, right? Because your salary and bonus depends on it. This one is a no-brainer. Ephesians 6, Colossians 3. The third one, in the home. The order is Christ, the man, the husband, the wife. Wives, I know many of you, you earn more than your husband. Many of you, you're smarter than your husband. You're cleverer than your husband. Some husbands are just dodos. So it's not how smart you are, how much you earn. It's about order. Don't quarrel with me. When you go to heaven, ask God. Alright? It's got to do with order. Christ, the husband, then the wife. You submit to him. But husbands, there is a warning. 1 Peter 3:7. If you do not treat your wife as a weaker vessel, your prayers will not be heard. Alright? It's got to do with order. And in the home, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your parents. Learn to honor. I've got to honor my father. I may be 63 years old. My father is coming to 93 next month. I got to go and see him. And then of late, in the last few months, it occurred to me, yeah, just pamper him a bit. So I asked him, would you like ice cream? Yeah, how come no ice cream? So I told my wife, get ice cream for him. What flavor you want? He doesn't want chocolate. All right? He wants vanilla. I said, get ice cream for him, get jelly for him. You can pamper him a bit at least 93 years old. All right? Then when I just saw him recently, he said, you have not given me this month's allowance. I said, I forgot. You know, I went to Africa, came back. All right. Honor your parents. In the church, Hebrews 13, 17, 1 Thessalonians 5. I know you all honor me because I'm your senior pastor. No issue there. But do you honor your cell leader? You may be smarter than your cell leader. You're probably earning more than your cell leader. You're probably cleverer than your cell leader. But you need to honor the position, and you need to honor the person. Matthew 10, 40 to 41. If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. If you got a mentor, you got somebody else you are learning from, you need to posture and be humble. Because if you do not honor, it's the spirit, you're going to get into trouble. Alright? You are going to get into trouble, period. This is a law and principle of life. I was thinking of this businessman, alright, he's doing very well, alright, and now he doesn't come to church anymore. He's making his millions. Now I don't need God. Every weekend, golf, every weekend, wheeling and dealing. Wait and see what happens. In the month of May or whatever, I'm going to do on this topic on spiritual covering. When we come out from the body of Christ, when we are outside of the covering, we're going to become increasingly vulnerable and exposed to the elements, to the demonic. We can never be on our own. The Bible says again and again, remember, it is God who gives you power to get wealth. It is God who gives you the ability to enjoy life, to eat and drink. He gives us all good things to enjoy, and He adds no calories with it. Alright. Everybody read point number two. One, two, read. We... Many a times we ask, how come the prayer of this person and the prayer of this person different? I want to emphasize the word in point two on the word currently, presently. I know there are some pastors here, you are from other churches, alright. Once upon a time in the youth church, once upon a time you were a pastor, you were a leader, you were serving in the youth church, but that's once upon a time. Today, are you walking with God? Today, are you in the Word? Today, are you in the Spirit? That's my point, alright. Colossians 1:20-29, we present every man perfect in Christ. That's our mission statement. Share Christ as we mature. How? Paul says in Colossians 1:29, to this end I labor, striving according to His working, which works in me mightily. He works in me mightily. And the word mightily is the word energia. It's a combination of kratos and iskus. It's a combination of the Word and the Spirit working in the life of the person. Again, some more word, Ephesians 3:16 is both the combination of kratos and iskus. Alright, I'm just giving you the scriptures here. Similarly, in Ephesians 6:10, the armor of God, be strengthened with dynamis in the Lord. Again, we need the Word and the Spirit. Okay, these are the combination of verses where you have the combination of both the kratos, which comes from the Word, and the iskus, which comes from prayer as the Spirit works in us. Colossians 1, same thing, to be strengthened, which is a prayer, and how? With all power. Dynamis. Dynamis is when the Holy Spirit comes upon us when we pray. Luke 10:19, kratos iskus. Alright? So when we are interceding for people, we need to always pray the Word and pray as the Holy Spirit prompts you. I recall this lady, and this is a very long time ago, maybe 20 odd years ago, my wife and I were just journeying with her. A very godly lady, an intercessor. The husband was used to be in church, alright? Then he started going on these business trips. In business, he went to Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and so forth. And after a while, he fell into adultery. And he continued to be blatant in his sins. Up to a point where he even kept a mistress in Taiwan. And we are laboring with this lady saying that... What is worse is he began to boast of his sexual exploits to his wife, his legally married wife in Singapore. And he continued the lifestyle. After a while, we told her, his heart has died out on you. We advised her, why don't you cut soul tie with him? Now, you know the principle in 1 Corinthians 7. The believing spouse will sanctify the unbelieving spouse. So he, while he was living in sin, was being sanctified. That means still kept covered by her. But the day she agreed to cut the soul tie with him, within 1 month he got cancer. Within 6 months he died. This is the power of the prayer of a woman who was then, currently, and still is today, Word empowered, Spirit empowered. I'm just talking about two or three principles working at the same time. So this goes to us being burdened for prayer. Our wayward spouse, our healing, favor, provision, jobs, our children, our colleagues' protection. This, in a sense, determine the degree of the working of kratos and the degree of the working of the iskus. The degree of our authority, the exousia and the dunamis in the believer. Alright? Now I'm coming to this last part, which is very familiar. I've said it, done it twice in January and February. So all these kratos, iskus, Word empowered, Spirit empowered, will manifest in us working as priests and kings. Okay, so as priests, we pray to God. So speaking to God is prayer as a priest. Speaking to the mountain is our commanding and rebuking as a king. Alright, and if you say that God has given us authority over three major areas. Number one, cast out demons. Number two, sickness and disease. And number three, taking authority. Cast out demons. Luke 10:19, Jesus has given us authority and power over all the power of the enemy. That means we have an authority that is higher, Alright, let's say in the army, alright, the captain gives you certain instruction, but you got permission from the colonel. You think the captain will listen or not? Obviously. Alright, the colonel has got a higher rank, a higher authority. So Luke 4, 35, 36, this is, wow, Jesus, with authority and power, the last three lines, with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. We all have this spiritual authority and power. Okay? So, we command something like what is in the red box. Everybody read what's in the red box. One, two, read. In amen. Alright, this is clear, alright? This is just a revision. Number two, rebuke sickness and disease. Luke 4:39, Jesus rebuked the fever in Peter's mother-in-law. You pray first as a priest. Your child is sick with flu, sore throat, backache problem, alright? And that was what happened to my knee, alright? Keep on rebuking, alright? Keep on praying, laying hands over. And then, what do you do? Now as a king, you command, alright? One, two, three, red box. In okay? And then the third area is to take authority over our environment. Whenever the tourists go to Labrador Park, East Coast Parkway, Pasir Ris Park, alright, we say in Jesus' name, rain clouds, get out of here. The youth group that want to meet and have barbecue in the church, rain clouds, get out from here, we shall have fine weather. We take authority, of course, before that we pray as a priest, before, during and after that, we command the rain clouds. We take authority. Every hotel room you stay, do not take for granted. You do not know who were the tenants, who were the occupants the previous nights. Alright? They may be robbers, they may be thieves, they may be bringing in a prostitute or whatever. In Jesus' name, every unclean spirit in the room, get out. The room is cleansed and covered by the blood. Invite the presence of the Lord to come to the room. Okay? This is the same prayer I mentioned the last time. Take authority over our environments. I received a WhatsApp from an intercessor, and she was sharing, this intercessor, she took a taxi, she wanted to go to Aljunied, but the taxi driver dropped her in Woodbridge. So ordinarily you scold the taxi driver, what is this, alright, refund the fare and so forth, but she says something is happening, she asked the Lord, what is happening, and she asked the Lord for a word of knowledge for the taxi driver. Then she told the taxi driver, she's very sensitive, that he is chased by loan sharks. And he told him, the word of God tells him, only pay $50 to the loan shark every month, and then his debt will be cleared. The loan shark will not go for any after. He laughed and mocked at her. You like silly, stupid woman, alright? What do you know about loan sharks? You know how much I owe the loan sharks now? You know what the loan sharks will do or not? Not only will they splash pain, alright? They're going to may even harm me and my family and my children. He told him that's the word of the Lord. She gave him a card, her phone number, her contact. The next day, the leader of the loan shark contacted him. I like what side was I hang down? Every grey, WhatsApp call. Alright? Neng ni, WhatsApp call every grey. That means $50 every month. He couldn't believe his ears. The next day, he contacted her. To cut the whole long story short, he gave his heart to Jesus. He brought his entire family to the church. This is the power of the word in the believer, the word empowered believer, the spirit empowered believer. Alright? We're having Alpha now, we're having our harvest events. Church, when we pray for our loved ones, we must pray strategically, tactically. What is the area of their spiritual blindness? Don't pray generic prayers that goes nowhere. What are the areas of their spiritual blindness? Bind the strong men. Is it because they were stumbled by some hypocrites in the church? We are all hypocrites in the general sense. Alright? They were stumbled by so-and-so. Name the so-and-so. Name the areas they were stumbled. Is it about money? Is it about a job? Is it about a relationship? Or is it about a promise or an expectation? Alright? Name the area they were stumbled, bind the strong man and pray for their hearts to open. At the same time, what did we learn? Go and eat and drink with them. Go and fellowship with them. Have a relationship with them. And then ask God for the window of opportunity where you can declare the kingdom of God. Okay? So this is revision. This is not new. Alright? Now, so everybody says Kratos, Exousia, Iskus, Dunamis, Energies. Alright? Don't get distracted by this Greek word. It just means be word empowered. Say word empowered. Spirit empowered. Okay? Then you become the empowered believer. Alright? I was in Israel in December. And in December, we came to this place called Mount Gilboa. And those who are leaders, you remember at the leaders' meeting, I said that don't be like King Saul who died on Mount Gilboa. Actually, he committed suicide. He asked his armor bearer to kill him because he was pursued by the Philistines. On Monday, when at Kamian, I was praying with Pastor Huaken, and he was telling me he was reading this book, A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Getz. I read it many, many years ago. A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Getz. G-E-N-E-G-E-T-Z. And it talks about Saul, David, and Absalom. Saul had an orphan spirit. Very jealous of David, very angry, striving, competing, insecure, very insecure. Same for Absalom. He usurped the father's throne. He stole the hearts of the people, but not David. What was David's posture? He says, I will not touch the Lord's anointed. He had several occasions he could have killed Saul, but he did not. Because he was a man after God's own heart, he was not only word empowered, he knew the scriptures, he was not only spirit empowered, but he was love empowered. Galatians 5:6 says that faith must work through love. Alright? And this message, love empowered, I preach the message, receiving the Father's love is so important. Because if you don't, if we're not continuously receiving the Father's love, there are voids, there are hurts, there are hits in our hearts from daily living. By people who are fallen, by people who trample over us, by people who step on our toes. We need to minister out of love. So the conclusion of this message is that we need to be word empowered. We need to build up our word life. We need to be spirit empowered. We need to grow in our prayer life. And again, no comparison. And then thirdly, we need to continuously be love empowered. So that as we are just so blessed, so overwhelmed with the love of God, we can worship God as we have done so. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. Let's stand as we close in prayer. Father, again, we thank you for your word and for the reminder of how much you love us, of your desire for the end time church to be an empowered church. I was asking the Lord, what would be the altar call? And the Lord says, my people, some of my people, they are not empowered because there are leakages in their lives. And I say, Lord, what are the leakages? And he says, the leakages are due to the issues of their hearts. The leakages of power in our lives are due to the issues in our hearts that are not dealt with. The Bible says, for out of the heart are the issues of life. What are the issues in our hearts that may not have been dealt with? Pride. Pride manifests in so many ways. Unteachable. Cynicism, skepticism. What are the other issues in our hearts? Envy. Jealousy. Comparing. Striving. What are the issues in the heart? Unhealed hurts. If you have a hurt, a wound that is not healed, hurting people will hurt other people. Unresolved issues in the family, in your business, in your finances, in your relationships. Unhealed hurts, unresolved issues, unmet needs. The love of your wife, the love of your husband, the love of your father, the love of your mother, the acceptance by your leader. God is speaking to some of you very specifically here. The issues of your heart are causing the leakages of the power of the word. You hear the word of God, you are excited. You want to. You strive, 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 you stumble. You strive, 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 you still stumble. Why? Because of those leakages. and the Lord has spoken to you, and you want to mean business with God, you don't want to remain in that season of still striving, you want to be an empowered believer, the Lord is here. Would you raise your hand to God? Says, Lord, would you help me to deal with these issues in my heart? Would you raise your hand to God? Raise it high. Yeah, I've seen many hands. The second thing the Lord is saying is that for some of us, we want to be a more empowered believer. And this second area has got to do with discipline. He says, if we are not disciplining our lives, we're not going to be empowered. Discipline in the way we spend our time. Discipline in the way we spend our money. Discipline in the way of the spiritual disciplines. If you're not disciplined to partake of the word, all the time feeding on mere devotionals, feeding on what your friend or your sister or your brother send on your WhatsApp group, a verse or a statement, and you just say amen and hallelujah, it may not mean very much to you. You cannot live your Christian life on mere text from your WhatsApp group, from mere devotionals. You must feed the word of God yourself, and you must pray. As you walk, you pray. Pray in English, pray in Mandarin, pray in your tongues. We need to pray. And if you sense the Lord speaking to you to discipline certain areas of your life, to take hold of yourself, get your life in order. Get your life in order. You cannot carry on this manner of living. If this is you, would you raise your hand? Say, Lord, help me. Can I see your hands? We're going to worship the Lord right now. And this is a very familiar song. Forget about the person on your left and right. If the Lord has spoken to you, just come to the front. Come to the front and give God your heart to deal with the issues of your heart. Come to the front and give God your life. Ask God to help you to get your life in order. Would you do that? No comparison, no condemnation, no shame. The Lord is here. The word has been preached. Let's come to the Lord. I come to you.
Lord, I come to you.
Those who have raised your hand, just come.
Let my heart
and allow the Lord to heal you. Allow the Lord to work in your heart.
Flowing from the grace that I found.
Those in the gallery as well.
Just
make your way down. Just come to the front. Get somebody to pray with you and for you.
Lord, I come to know.
Yeah. I need all the leaders to come. All the men on the list.
In me will be stripped away.
And those who are at the front, give God your heart. Give God your heart.
By the power of your love.
Give God your life. The cell leaders,
let your love surround
all the intercessors,
me and bring me near, draw me to your side.
The Lord is here.
And I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Lord, unveil my eyes. There are blind spots. Pray specifically.
Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your by the
After me, Father God, I've heard your word. Help me to obey your word, to do your word, to allow your word to work in my life, to allow the kratos of your word to help me have exousia, to have authority, to have boldness, to have confidence to live this life. Lord, teach me to pray. I open my heart to you. Holy Spirit, work in me. Let the iskus of your power work in me and manifest as dunamis, the dunamis of your grace for the needs in my life. And as I'm blessed and as I recover, help me to be a blessing to others. Lord, I give my heart to you. Open my eyes to help to deal with the issues of my heart. Give me the courage. Give me the boldness. Lord, give me the humility, because you give grace to the humble. And Lord, I give my life to you. Help me to get my life in order. Give me the strength, the wisdom, the favor, your grace, Lord, to tweak the areas of my life, to discipline the areas of my life, my time, my energies, my money, my work, my relationships, that I will order them to live a life pleasing to you, victorious, overcoming. So I thank you for your word. I give my life to you, and I thank you for this time. Thank you for speaking to me personally. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give me praise. Yes.